According to the TV weather forecast, the 11th typhoon of the year is highly likely to hit Shikoku District Saturday night. The city where I'm living now is located on the Pacific Ocean side of Shikoku. I have never experienced a typhoon because I was born in Scotland, where there are no typhoons. Therefore, I got a little scared to hear the news, and I asked my best friend Mari about the typhoon. She gave me very important and detailed information about it. She said the intensity of the typhoon is very strong typhoon, and mailed me the following. She said she extracted the above from the website of the Japan Meteorological Agency, modifying it a little for me to understand more clearly. She added that the scale of the approaching typhoon is large, and it is accompanied by heavy rainfall and strong winds. As a lot of natural disasters happen every year in Japan, she said, the government issues evacuation instructions as follows. Alert level 1, risk of weather worsening, probability of warnings. Alert level 2, weather worsening, heavy rain, flood, or storm surge advisories. Alert level 3, risk of disaster, evacuation of the elderly, etc. Alert level 4, high risk of disaster, evacuation is instructed. Alert level 5, disaster occurrence, disaster impending. We should check for current weather and disaster information and advisories and prepare for the possibility of weather alerts at alert level 1. At alert level 2, we should double-check our method of receiving evacuation information and continue to monitor current weather alerts. Elderly citizens, those with disabilities, and others who may need more time to evacuate should evacuate from affected areas at alert level 3. We should be sure to evacuate by alert level 4 because alert level 5 indicates a life-threatening situation in which you can no longer safely evacuate. Mari said she also learned a lot from the above government instructions while mailing it to me. She also said people living near riverbanks must evacuate before the river running through the city is flooded in the worst case. However, she made me feel safe and relieved by saying that I don't need to evacuate from the school girls' dormitory, which stands on a safe place without any streams or gorges around it. Today, not only in Japan, but also around the whole world, natural disasters such as floods, earthquakes, and forest fires happen frequently. Scientists say it is chiefly because of global climate change and warming. We cannot be too concerned about these issues. I think we, the younger generation, should study and work hard to find some good solutions to them, for our future depends on whether we can cope with them. I have decided to pay much more attention to global climate change and warming than before.